Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Now, this was a little new information last week, but Sue, and I guess I was not included on the gifting. There was a listener who sent some blankets because it's so damn cold in this studio. Do you have your nice pink blanket on this afternoon?
There's one for you, too.
Is that one supposed to be for me, even though it's pink?
Well, there's two, okay. And I assumed one was for you, one was for me.
Maybe I'm being a little bit too focused on the color of the blanket. I'm comfortable with wearing pink when it's 66 degrees. In the studio. Hey, Josh Hammer is back with us this afternoon. You hear his show every Saturday, 1 p.m. on 97.1 FM Talk. There's my blanket. Thank you very much. I'm man enough to wear pink when it's this cold. I will tell you that. Josh, how are you this afternoon? Are you man enough to wear pink?
Marcus, great to talk to my friends. And yes, for the record, I do have some pink in my wardrobe.
See, there you go. There's nothing wrong with that. Sue just kind of draped this over my shoulders. Hey, I got a lot I want to ask you, but I loved your column that you wrote about the 80th anniversary of the decision to drop the atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And I guess those anniversaries technically took place last week, right? August 6th and 9th. And there's always discussion about the morality of that. But Josh, you made a great case about why that was so important. So congratulations on that. You want to kind of outline that just a little bit?
Yeah, sure. I appreciate it. So look, this is inherently not the warmest topic to talk about, right? Because we are talking here about mass casualty events. We're talking here about a lot of people dying, especially in a fairly rapid period here. But the basic defense of President Truman's decision to drop the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which were August 6th and August 9th, 1945, respectively, is as follows, which is that the United States had already lost at least 100,000 soldiers, sailors, and Marines in the Pacific Theater. Look, Mark, growing up, I think a lot of attention was dedicated to the European theater, and for good reason. I mean, the heroes who stormed the beaches of Normandy and D-Day, the horrors of the Holocaust, the Eastern Front with the Soviets. I mean, there was an incredible amount of horrors and drama and all of that in Europe. But I find that the Pacific Theater tends to get under-discussed and underappreciated. And Imperial Japan, look, God bless Japan today. Japan has emerged as a major deterrent against a hegemonic Chinese Communist Party, and they're a useful American ally today. But back then, in the 1930s, 1940s, Imperial Japan was about as barbaric and genocidal a society as Nazi Germany.
Absolutely.
They were just as bad, if not worse. And we had American, our young men who were dying on the beaches of Iwo Jima, Okinawa. The Japanese were employing all sorts of just horrific tactics, the kamikaze pilots. And when push came to shove and we were finally figuring out how can we get this culture that is so steeped in chauvinism and fight to the death and this kamikaze ethos, how can we possibly get them to make like the Nazi Germans a few months prior and surrender to the Allies? There were basically two options. One was what Truman did, which is drop these bombs and try to force a quick surrender. The alternative was referred to by military planners as Operation Downfall. It was a full-scale land invasion of Japan. The casualty estimates would have been utterly catastrophic. You're talking over a million casualties for American soldiers, sailors, and Marines, to say nothing of a well over a million deaths for the Japanese themselves. So for all the debate over the atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and we're talking here about roughly 200,000 to 250,000 deaths, somewhere in that range there, it actually was all but assuredly the more humane course of action. And that's also missing the forest for the trees a little bit to the most simple and basic question that I have when I approach an analysis like this, Mark, which is, from an American perspective, I'm sorry, but Pearl Harbor was a thing that happened. I mean, the Japanese started this war, and the President of the United States, as the Commander-in-Chief, has a responsibility to protect and secure his people and his country there. So I think that the argument against Hiroshima and Nagasaki ultimately falls prey to somewhat of a relativism and a globalism, whereby we're supposed to abstractly pretend that Japanese lives and American lives are all the same. But that's not how it works when you're the Commander-in-Chief controlling the nuclear football. So I think it was the right decision.
I'm always curious to be, you know, and I'm going to learn this with my daughter who's 10, you know, getting into fifth grade now and beyond, how this stuff is taught in schools. And one of the things that you pointed out in your column is, you know, a lot of the judgment of that decision, you know, has mostly come from the left. But you cited a quote in which Tucker Carlson claimed that the weapons were created by demonic forces and asserted that the U.S. was evil for dropping those bombs on Japan. So it's not just from one political side of the spectrum. I was unaware of that. I don't know if Tucker's thinking about the whole breadth of history there, which I think you have, Josh.
Yeah, Tucker said this. I'm trying to remember what he said. I think it was last year in 2024. Now, look, I have a lot of criticisms of Tucker Carlson these days. I mean, just today, his latest episode, I saw just yet another viciously, viciously anti-Israel, anti-Semitic guest. He seems to be increasingly just deeply obsessed with the question of the Jews and the Jewish state, which I find just horrifying, frankly. So I have a lot of issues with Tucker these days. Now there are some folks, Mark, if we're giving the benefit of the doubt, the folks who have made this argument historically over the years are not always folks who have gone down Tucker's unfortunate rabbit hole. There are a lot of good faith, a lot of Catholic intellectuals who cite Thomas Aquinas' thoughts on just war theory, things like that. I just respectfully disagree. And I disagree because I genuinely do think, as someone who is as staunchly pro-life as anyone, that this actually was, even though it doesn't seem like in the moment, it actually genuinely is the more humane course of action. And again, because I'm an American nationalist, and I firmly do believe that you have to look after American lives more than any other. But yes, it is definitely concerning to see folks on the right who frankly these days sometimes sound a lot more like Noam Chomsky than anything else.
Josh Hammer with us. You were in Israel not too long ago when things were really heating up. You had this announcement that Israel plans to capture Gaza City, and there's been reaction to that. Where are we in all of this right now? Where do you think this has taken us? I know that Bibi sat down for an interview last week. You got Trump and Putin meeting this week. So there's a lot of things happening on the foreign stage. But when it comes to Israel and Gaza in particular, are there plans that are outlined that are realistic to you?
Well,
want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We still need to see some of the details. From my vantage point, Mark, this is the kind of thing that Netanyahu should have announced ideally a year, year and a half ago. I mean, if you want to be more charitable, then the natural response would be, okay, well, that was President Joe Biden. It wasn't going to fly then. And okay, I understand that to an extent. I still think that after something like October 7th happens, Israel probably should have just put on its tunnel vision and just did what it had to do, no matter who the occupant of the White House of its closest ally was. But at a bare minimum, this thing should have happened in January or February. The basic morality, justice, and correctness of Israel's war, from my vantage point, is fairly straightforward. But they're fighting a losing battle in the PR front, and the longer this goes on, the worse and worse that gets. It becomes something of a self-fulfilling prophecy. So if this is finally the time, if this is really actually the moment when Netanyahu and the IDF finally say enough is enough, we actually are going to go in there and just hunt down the remaining Hamas battalions there, then I say Godspeed and go for it. I'm just a little frustrated as a staunch supporter of U.S.-Israel relations that this hasn't happened already. Trump has basically intimated, he's all but said, BB, do this already there, because Trump understands what I just said, which is that the longer this goes on, the more Israel loses the PR battle. Trump just wants to rip the Band-Aid off and just get it done with here. So I think it's the right move. It's just more than a little too late, to be honest with you. But Israel has to do it, Mark, for the very simple reason that they said at the outset that they were going to eradicate Hamas, and unless and until they do that, they will have lost the war on their own terms.
Josh, I don't know if you heard about this, but last week we had a situation where there was an American who served in the Israeli army in Clayton, which is a suburb of St. Louis, just a little west of where I'm sitting right now, and two cars were burned. They wrote death to the IDF in the middle of the street. It hasn't gotten a ton of coverage. I think Fox did cover it last week. I don't know if you saw it, but man, some of this stuff is hitting, you know, real close to home again. Just when you think maybe you're past some of the anti-Semitism, it rears its ugly head. And that one seemed to be pretty organized when you're, you know, burning two cars up in front of somebody's house.
So I did see the story. It pains me deeply. Mark, I feel like you and I probably discussed this either on air or off air, but my great-great-grandparents, my mother's side, actually immigrated to St. Louis from Lithuania way back in the day. We're talking here around the turn of the 20th century, late 1800s, because apparently back in Lithuania, my great-great-grandfather was told that if you want to find a Jewish minyan, a group of 10 Jewish men to form a group to pray together, that then you go to St. Louis, Missouri to find that. So So I saw this story and just, you know, that's what I thought about. It's just how horrifying this is, and it's just awful. It's just absolutely, absolutely awful stuff. Unfortunately, this hatred is all around us. You know, Mark, I was in D.C., in May, I was doing a few talks related to my book, Israel and Civilization, and I was giving a keynote talk for a group called the Middle East Forum, the think tank run by Daniel Pipes for the past 30 years or so. And I flew out of D.C. on Tuesday, and it was the day after that Wednesday that there was that horrific double murder of the Israeli embassy staffers. And I only learned after the fact that the man who, I'm blanking on his name, unfortunately, but the one who was tragically murdered there that evening was actually in attendance at my talk two nights prior, yeah. Which is just one of those terribly small world things. It's all around us, and it's just awful.
Josh, always great to hook up with you. Hope you're having a good Monday. We'll have you back soon. We'll hear your show on Saturdays at 1 on 97.1 FM Talk. Appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, take care.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.